Start your day right is an exhortation to start your day with prayer, with worship and meditation on the Word of God. I'm Dr. Johnson, and in this episode I'll be reading verse 8 from 1 Timothy chapter 2. I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. Another exhortation by the Apostle Paul to young Timothy and to men everywhere, to believers everywhere, to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. There are many things that can hinder our prayer lives and the answers to our prayers. And two of the things that Paul mentions here are anger and disputing. Even a church setup, there are people who do not agree with each other, and there is anger and disputing among themselves. That is an hindrance. That is a hindrance to their prayers being answered. Some of the simple things that are mentioned in the Word of God is that we should have innocent hearts while we pray to the Father, without any guile towards anyone, without anything against anyone in our hearts. If our hearts are clear towards God and towards men, our prayers will be answered by the Father in heaven. As Jesus said in John chapter 15, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done for you. If the word of God abides in us, and really, if we follow that word, obey that word, and we abide in Jesus, truly, whatever we ask from the Father will be answered in our lives. Paul specifically speaks about anger and disputing here, which was there in many of the churches that he had established. And he speaks about holy hands here. If there is anger and disputing, how can the hands be holy? He's speaking about believers who are living a life obedient to the Word of God and abiding in Jesus. And when they lift up holy hands, their prayers are answered. This is an exhortation for all of us this day, that whether men or women, we should raise our hands in prayer without anger and without disputing, so that the Father in heaven may answer our prayers. I am Dr. Johnson, and I wish you a blessed day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.